few of Indiana's wetlands are protected today due to a state law passed 3 years ago and a U.S. Supreme Court case last year. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports a state House bill would get rid of protections for even more of Indiana's wetlands.
The bill would reduce the number of wetlands that could fall into Class 3, the only class of wetlands that didn't lose significant protections when the 2021 law passed. Rochelle Baker says, as a wetland consultant, she stands to make more money if this becomes law, and she still opposes it.
It reduces or eliminates protection for a lot of wetlands that really the main reason is they're just not pretty. So if they don't have the right plants or don't have plants at all, we seem to think that they don't have any value.
Without these wetlands, Baker says cities will be responsible for more flood control, and that means higher infrastructure costs. Groups representing builders and contractors say the bill is a good compromise. It also has an incentive that saves developers that preserve wetlands money. But another bill in the Senate would provide tax breaks to developers and homeowners without cutting protections. Both bills passed committee. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The House bill now moves to the full House for consideration, while the Senate bill will still have to go through appropriations first.